So good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so how is everybody this morning? Well, that's good, because I'm doing really good. You know, I get to stand up here and I get to talk about my favorite subject, science of mind. You know, I absolutely love and I believe in this teaching so much. I could sit here and talk about science of mind any place, any time, for as long as you want. I think that's one of the reasons why I love teaching science of mind classes. You know, this teaching has done so much for my life. And I feel that if I had not really pursued this field, taken the classes, taken that first step of walking in a science of mind center, becoming a licensed practitioner, a licensed minister, becoming a staff minister, a pastor, done many things over the years in science of mind, I feel I would not be where I am today. My life would have been so different, and maybe one that I really would not have liked. So this teaching has done so much for me and has shown me a path to follow. And it has always made me look at the positive. And sometimes that has been so challenging, and I'm sure for many of you, you found the same thing. You know, there is good in everything, in absolutely everything, because it's all God. And sometimes you really, really, really have to kind of dig down to find the good, but it is there. You know, it has taught me that God or Spirit is the only real power there is, that there's not a dual power. There's only one power, and that is the power of love and good and harmony. And it has taught me that we are the captains of our ships. And I know sometimes that's really hard to believe, but we are. You know, in the book, How to Pray Effectively, Dr. Ernest Holmes, what he says is, it has taken humanity thousands of years to learn that it has the power to control its own destiny. And we do. Thing is, we don't realize how powerful we really are. You know, we are unstoppable. You know, we can do, be, or have anything that we choose because it's a choice. You can either choose to be it or not. Every Sunday morning, we get up here and we begin our service. And we begin it by saying that there is a power greater than we are that we can use. And this is the power that I'm talking about here this morning. Now, this month's theme is Bright Beginnings. And I really resonated with that theme because it's always good to start at the beginning. And that's what we do here in January, start at the beginning. You know, Reverend Lori mentioned last week that every January, Science of Mind centers across the country, even around the world, what they do is they spend the first 4 weeks and talk about the first four chapters of the Science of Mind textbook. And last week, Reverend Lori, she began it. She started it off, and she talked about the thing itself. And this morning, I'm going to be talking about the way it works. And in the upcoming weeks, we're going to be talking about what it does and how to use it. So you can kind of ask the question of why do we do this? Why do we do this every January? And for me, it does a couple of things. You know, there are a couple of reasons why, and for those who are in this teaching for a while, like myself, I've been in this teaching for about 25 years, maybe a little longer. And what it does is it takes us back to the beginning. And when we go back to the beginning, we kind of rediscover some things that maybe we have forgotten, or maybe things that, you know, yeah, it kind of makes sense now where it didn't maybe then. It's a great refresher. But also, it's also great for people who are new to this teaching because it gives them an idea of what this teaching is all about. It gives them something to really think about, an opportunity to maybe try something new, maybe to try something a little bit different, maybe something that could be life-changing like it was for me, and I'm sure for many others who have been in this teaching. You know, last week, Reverend Lori, she talked about the thing itself. And Dr. Ernest Holmes, in the Science of Mind textbook on page 35, the third paragraph, actually kind of repeats what Lori talked about last week. What she says is that there is a universal mind, spirit, or intelligence that is the origin of everything. It is first cause, it is God. This universal life and energy finds an outlet in and through all that is energized and through everything that lives. That includes us, because we're living. So this one life back of everything that lives, there is one energy back of all that is energized. This energy is in everything. There is one spirit back of all expression. This is the meaning of the mystical saying, in him we live, move, and have our being. So we talk about the same thing when we talk about this power that is greater than we are that we can use. We're talking about God. We're talking about spirit, or whatever you choose to call it. You can call it universal life, universal expression, creative mind. You can call it the big muffin in the sky. It really, really doesn't matter. The thing of it is, what do you resonate with that? How does it bring more God in your life? And so what I'm saying here is the life that we live is universal life expressing through us as us. And that this is what we call the thing itself. So now that we know that we are talking about God, we are talking about spirit or universal intelligence, the question then becomes exactly what I'm going to be talking about this morning, and is how do we learn, how does it really work? You know, this morning I kind of have a little challenge, because last year at this time, I think it was the second week, I talked about the very same thing. And so I didn't want to say the same things I said last year, so I wanted to kind of go outside those perimeters. So I wanted to come up with a whole new different type of talk. But I am going to use some things because I think it's important. So, you know, last year I used an example of a GPS, and I think most people know what a GPS is. It helps find direction. And a GPS gives you the direction of the place you want to go. But in order to use the GPS, I think it's important to know the way that it works. You know, for instance, if you don't plug it in to your, like your cigarette lighter or that 120 volt system, what happens is it only stays on for a short time and dies. So you need a power supply. And if you don't enter the correct addresses in, the correct state, guess what? You're not going to get to where you want to go. Who knows where you're going to end up? So the same thing is learning how spirit works. Because when we begin to know how spirit works, we can begin to use it. We can begin to use this power. I don't know why I'm going, but we can begin to use this power. And
aim this that's a right good thing. At your neck here.
There. Can people still hear me? Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
You know, another way to kind of illustrate this point, I want to tell a little story, and I haven't told a little funny story in a long time, so, and what I'm going to do is tell you this little story, and I'm sure you've heard some of this before. There's many different ways of telling this, but I'm going to try to feed it into what I'm going to be talking about this morning. A storm descends on a small town, and the downpour soon turns into a flood. And as the water rises, a local preacher, he kneels on the church porch. He's surrounded in water, and he's praying for God to save him. You know, one of the townspeople, he comes up the street in a canoe. You know, you better get in, preacher. The water is rising fast. No, says the preacher, I have faith in the Lord. He will save me. And still the water rises, and now the preacher is on the balcony, surrounded in water. And then another guy zips by in a motorboat. Come on, preacher, we need to get you out of here. The levees are going to break any time. And once again, the preacher is unmoved. I shall remain. The Lord will see me through. And after a while, the levees break. And the floodwaters rush in over the church until the steeple remains above water. And the preacher is up there clinging to the cross when a helicopter descends from the clouds. And a state trooper calls down to him through a megaphone, "Grab the ladder, preacher. This is your last chance." And once again, the preacher insists the Lord would deliver him. And then he drowns. Well, the preacher, he goes to heaven. And after a while, he gets an interview with God. And he asked the Almighty Lord, "You know, I had unwavering faith in you. Why did you not save me and deliver me from the flood?" And God just shakes his head. "You know, what did you want from me? I sent you two boats and a helicopter." You know? So this is, how I'm going to relate this is because once we know the way it works, we kind of get an idea how God works through us in manifesting the things in our lives. Because by not knowing how it works, and it's pretty obvious that the preacher didn't, because he drowned, that we get an idea on how God moves through us as us. And I'm sure that you've heard us many times in this teaching say that God can only do for us what God can do through us. So God, therefore, must be within us. He's within us all the time. And this is where the seed of perfection is hidden. Now, Dr. Ernest Holmes states from the Science of Mind textbook again, and you're going to hear Ernie quite a bit through this talk. So, if God is to interpret himself to man, he must interpret himself through man. You know, I grew up with the belief that God is out there. I grew up with the belief that we were separate from God and that God was up in the clouds. I guess that's where heaven was. You know, and, you know, I believed that for years, and for years I didn't go to church at all. In fact, when I was growing up, when I could first go to church, my mom wanted me to go to her church because she was a Baptist, and so I did that for a few years. And then my stepdad wanted me to go to his church, and he was a Catholic. And so I went there for a few years. And I'm not saying that either is bad. What I'm saying is I was so confused. I didn't know really what I believed. And then in 1995, I was dating my wife now, and she came up to me and she said, "You know, I'd like you to go to church with me." She said, "There's a church in Vista, the First Church of Religious Science, Vista." And she said, "Just see how this resonates with you. I think you're really going to like it." So I stepped foot into the Religious Science Center. And I learned something that really resonated with my heart and my soul. Because I was hearing the words that we are not separate from God. That God is right here. That God is with us all the time. That we were born in the image and in the likeness of God. You know, that God expresses through us as us. And that we are spiritual beings. I've not heard that before. But it seemed right. It seemed like, wow, I felt like I had really come back home to religion again. And actually, it's really not a religion. It's more of a belief. So no matter where you are in life, and no matter what you are doing, whether you're walking in nature, you're walking on the beach, you're working, you're sleeping, or you're sitting in your seats listening to me, God is always there. He's there with you all the time. And I'm also sure you heard us say many times, you change your thinking, you change your life. Yes. Because God is within us, working through us in our thoughts and our ideas. You know, it's strange to kind of just sit there and just kind of let your mind go. Where does all this come from? There is something down there. There is a thinker down there. This thinker is spirit. And that's where spirit is moving through us. So pay attention to those ideas and those thoughts. You know, Dr. Ernest Holmes states it this way, that man's outward life is a result of the subjective state of his thought. The thinker is conscious mind, but when he thinks, he lets fall the forms of his thoughts into the subjective mind, which is the universal medium of all thought and action. And as a result of this, the creative medium at once sets to work to produce the thing outlined. So think about that. What we think about, that's what manifests out here. But you got to be careful, because it doesn't matter whether it's good or bad. It's going to manifest out here. So in other words, thoughts are things. And when we say that thoughts are things, we mean all thought, not just some thought. All thought. It's all creative. So we have to be very careful of what we are thinking. If you're thinking really good, positive, healthy thoughts, guess what? This is what you experience in life. This is what unfolds through you. But if you don't, if you're thinking bad thoughts, you're thinking not so good thoughts, negative thoughts, that also moves through you. That also unfolds into your experience. The thing of it is we have choice. We have choice about this. And when we say that thoughts are things, and these thoughts and ideas fall into the subjective mind, and the subjective mind works to produce the thoughts and ideas, how does the thoughts and ideas unfold in our life? How does it? Because we think so many thoughts, and we have so many ideas. You know, Jesus made it very easy for us to understand. And Jesus' whole philosophy is summed up in this simple yet complex statement. It is done unto you as you believe. So the more you believe something, the faster and more it's going to be produced in your life. So the subjective mind, also known as the creative medium, works to unfold through your experiences, the thoughts and ideas that were given it. You draw to yourself what you believe about the thoughts and ideas. This is what shows up in your experience. So my question is, what do you believe? You know, if you want to know, you want to find out what it is you do believe, take a look at your life, take a look around you. Because everything we do is according to what we believe. The house you live in, the kind of car you drive, the kind of people you are attracting in your life, the type of jobs you have, all this, the kind of clothes you wear, whether you're neat or whether you're messy. It's all according to your belief. You know, Dr. Ernest Holmes says from The Science of Mind 38, I told you you're going to learn a lot about her in a year. So we are thinking, willing, knowing, conscious centers of life. We are surrounded by, immersed in, and there is a flowing through us, a creative something. And you may call it whatever you will. It's your choice. The sum total of all your thoughts, will, purpose, and belief creates the tendency and the law that causes it to react to us according to our sum total of that belief. Now, ignorance of this law excuses no one from its effect. If then, and that's the key too, so, if then certain specific ways of thought and belief have produced limitations, other beliefs will change them. There's something really important here. Because you can undo that belief and create a different belief to replace that. So you can change that experience. We must learn to believe. The approach should be direct, and it should be specific. Now, if you're not attracting the things in the life that you want, if you are experiencing negativity in certain experiences, begin to take a look at what you believe. How you're doing something, the way you're looking at it. Begin to change that belief, little by little. So what we have learned here this morning, we have learned that there is a power that is greater than we are and that we can use it, that is with us always. That this power is God or Spirit, or whatever you choose to call it. That we are not separate from God, that God is within us and expresses through us as us. That the thought and idea is God through us and through our experiences in life. That what we experience in life is our beliefs. And now we have some kind of an idea on the way it works and how to use this power. You must begin to watch what you think. Not easy to do, but if you just start small and begin to watch the ideas, like the guy cutting you off on the freeway, or standing in that line with 15 people and one clerk opened, and you know, things like that. Watch what you think. Also, watch what you speak. And that's a biggie, because what it does, it's like that megaphone. It intensifies it. Words are very powerful. So be careful what you think and be careful on what you say. Believe in yourself. And this is what this teaching has taught me, to believe in myself. It allowed me to live my life as it will. You'll learn to live your life. You don't have to live it like to somebody else. And also, believe in the possibilities. Possibilities are unlimited. They're absolutely unlimited. You can do, be, or have whatever it is you want. All you have to do is see it and believe it right here. And it can manifest in your life. And of course, the biggest thing is have faith. Faith is so important. To have faith, knowing that the possibilities are there, that you believe in yourself, that you're thinking right. You know, through affirmative prayer or spiritual mind treatment is one way to stay in connection with spirit. It's one way to start changing those beliefs. If you don't know how to do spiritual mind treatment, you're not sure, take Reverend Laurie's class. We teach it all the time. It is such a powerful tool. It helps us move forward. Also, meditation. Meditation is so important because it's your time to quiet yourself down and allow that power to come through. Especially in times where, you know, things don't look like they're going right or something happens. Step back from that. Just step back and go into a real light meditation. Allow the spirit to move. Affirmations. And affirmations are so important because it affirms who and what we are. We are spiritual beings. We are powerful beyond belief. I mean, you know, we can do anything. We are captains of our ships. Another way would be to vision. Envisioning is so positive. It really helps draw what it is that we're looking for in life, what it is we want to do, be, or have. You know, you can learn to be the captains of your ship. We have the power to control our own destiny. And if we have the power to do that, you are so powerful beyond imagine. In closing, I want to read one more last reading from Dr. Ernest Holmes. And it's from the Science of Mind textbook on 271.4. There is a law of unfoldment in man which says he can advance only by going from where he is to the place where he would like to be. This is not because the law is limited, but because it is the law. It is what you believe. As man unfolds in his mentality, the law automatically reacts to him. The way to work is right where we are and through constant applying ourselves to the truth. What is our truth? And we gradually increase in wisdom and understanding. Thank you.